Welcome to the Money for Dads podcast. This is your host, Adam Katz. This podcast is for dads like you and me who want to save on everything, stretch your paycheck, and spend more time with your family. I don't want you or your spouse to be forced anymore to pick up extra shifts, take second jobs, work overtime, or sacrifice necessities just to pay your bills. I want you to be able to choose how you spend your time while giving your kids the most amazing childhoods possible. And that's why I created this podcast. Welcome to the Money for Dads podcast. This is your host, Adam Katz, and this episode is a continuation of the credit score and repair episode from last time. Today, I'm going to be talking about six ways to boost your credit score. And here they are. The first way is look for any errors or fraud on your report and contact the credit bureaus to remove them immediately. And then you want to take corrective action. So for example, your credit report might show that you missed a payment when you really didn't miss a payment. And that is a determining factor in your credit score, any sort of missed payments. You also might see a credit card that you didn't open. You know, for example, a little while ago, about 6 months ago, someone attempted to open a credit card in my name. I didn't find out by looking at my credit report, but I found out because I got a letter in the mail about it saying that I was denied for the card. So I called the credit card company and then I reached out to one of the credit bureaus to take further steps. Even when somebody, you or anybody else, applies for a new credit card, they have to check your credit. And the checking of the credit itself lowers your credit a little bit. So the credit card bureau gave me back the points that were taken away for somebody checking my credit. The second way to increase your credit score is to request a credit card limit increase. So you basically call the credit card company and say, can you please give me a higher limit? And they'll say, sure. So then instead of a $10,000 limit, you'll have a $20,000 limit. And this doesn't mean you can, or you can, I guess. This doesn't mean that you should spend more. It just means that you'll have more available. And since you'll have more available and your balances will remain the same, the amount that you owe, that will give you a lower credit utilization ratio, showing that you have more money available. And because of that, the credit bureaus will see that your balances are proportionally lower now, and your score will increase. The third way to boost your credit score is to consider your individual credit card balances. So any credit card that you have, the amount that you owe should not exceed 30% of the limit for that credit card. So make sure that you make your payments strategically so that way none of your balances exceed 30%. So pay off the credit cards that have the highest balances compared to how much you owe. So for example, if you have a $9,000 limit, then you shouldn't be spending anything more than about $3,000. And you should pay that credit card more if, say, the balance is $5,000 because now you're over 50% credit utilization. So you pay the balance so it lowers to under 30%. And you should do that for each one of your credit cards rather than say, I just want to pay off this credit card this month and then the other ones will have high balances. Make sure that you pay strategically. The fourth way to boost your credit score is to pay off any big loans as fast as possible. Obviously, this isn't easy, but it's really key to your credit score. So put any extra money you have to making this happen. And on another note, your interest rates are also going to be a factor here too, right? You can't just always consider your credit score. If you have a really high interest rate, that's where your money should be going, towards that loan. If you have a very high interest rate, then your extra payments should go towards that loan. But consider all these factors when deciding which loans you should be paying off first, loans and credit cards. And just to be super clear here, and as I talk about in my book, pay your credit cards first. Those interest rates will be way higher than just about any loan you could ever take out. So that's where your money should go first. The fifth way to increase your credit score is pay your credit cards and loan bills every single month. Late payments or no payments are one of the biggest factors in your total credit score. So make sure that you're always paying. Turn on auto pay, because if you have on auto pay, then you don't have to worry that you'll miss a payment. This may be a bit scary for credit cards. I do it. I have auto payment on for everything. But you might want to start off with regular loan payments. If you have a $200 balance you have to pay every single month, you know you're going to have to pay it on a certain day, set up auto pay. If you don't, you run the risk of not only a late payment, but interest and fees. So do yourself a favor and set up auto pay. And then you also never have to mail in checks again or manually go and make the payments on the websites. The sixth and final tip to increase your credit score is absolutely do not close any credit cards that you've had open for many years. This will decrease your score right away. I actually had a credit card that was open for about 17 years and I never used it. I just had it and I didn't close it because it was good for my credit score. But because I didn't use it, after a certain amount of time, Visa canceled the card and my credit score took a hit right away because it was one of the first credit cards I ever opened. So you want to make sure that you keep credit cards open if they've been open for a long period of time and that every so often you make a purchase. This will help keep it open and this will help keep your score anchored at a higher level. So those are the six tips that you should follow to increase your credit score. And I put them in the show notes, this way you don't have to worry about writing them down, as well as the website for annual credit reports. I want to stress though, don't worry. Your score can recover. Pay smart, stay on top of things, do your best, and your score will increase. And as you're working to increase it, realize that the impact that you're having on yourself, your kids, your spouse is huge. It might seem really boring and not fun, not exciting to talk about credit scores and to increase your scores, but it is really a game changer. If you want to be approved for car loans, if you want to be approved for a mortgage, if you want lower interest rates on what you need, then this is what you need to do. So do your best and everything will get better. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. To help you get started on your journey, to stretch your income, save on everything, and spend more time with your family, you should visit my website, moneyfordads.com, and download the Money for Dads Starter Kit for free. In the kit is the Money for Dads Amazing and Simple Budget Template, which auto-calculates everything. It's so easy to use. And you'll also get my 11 money-saving tips guaranteed to change your life. They're philosophies that I use that have helped me to stretch my family's income as much as I have. So if you like this podcast, then subscribe. And if you think that it could help somebody else, a friend of yours, share it with them. I'd love to be able to help more people. And even better, which would help get the word out even more about this podcast, give it a review and a rating. I read all reviews, and I'd love to hear how the podcast helps you. So go to your favorite podcast player, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whichever one you use, and give it a review and a rating now. The more reviews that I have, the more we can share these ideas with the world, build the Money for Dads community, and help more dads spend more time with their families. Also, if you write a review, I'll probably give it a shout out on a future podcast. Thanks again for listening, and have an awesome rest of the day.